would have thought, in general terms, that there were areas of high cancer risk, say, along the East Coast and less in the more rural areas. But in fact, when we look at the different cancers, we can see there are hugely different patterns of distribution. Skin cancer, for instance, along the coastal areas, stomach cancer in the northeast spreading up into Donegal. There are definitely quite big differences in geographical distribution of these cancers.
Is it something of a surprise that something like stomach cancer, which would be associated presumably with diet to a certain extent, would be prevalent in a county like Donegal? One might have thought that in a county so close to the sea with a seafood industry and with agriculture, that wouldn't be the case.
Well, unfortunately, we don't know an awful lot about what people in different parts of the country actually eat. One of the very strong recommendations we've made is that rather than just continuing to make these descriptions, that we actually need to look into them in a little bit more detail and try to look at the risk factors affecting different parts of the population.
Lifestyle surveys will have been carried out by HSE and perhaps to a lesser extent by the Central Statistics Office. Is there perhaps a job of work to be done here? Correlate the findings of this study with what the HSE is coming up with and maybe trying to see if links can be detected.
There is, yes. Yeah, I mean, I think we need to pool our resources much better and we need to put all the information together as best we can. But we do have problems in Ireland, particularly with regard to restrictions on linking of data and linking uses of data that under the law that we have to live with. And I suppose we just need to think of ways around these.